It's time for Next Step Monday as we look back on this past Sunday's sermon and jumpstart our week with a few thoughts. Here's Elder Brian Wyatt.
Hi, this is Elder Brian Wyatt. I've just stepped away from our second Sunday service where I was blessed to preach on Ruth chapter 2. In today's text, widows Naomi and Ruth return to the promised land from Moab, the heathen country of Ruth's birth and life up to that point. They arrive in Bethlehem at harvest time. Although God clearly meets their significant physical needs, Ruth 2 says so much more to us about her spiritual transformation. You see, when a person converts to Yahweh, they exhibit a changed life. Ruth demonstrates this in many ways, everything from trusting that God will provide to honoring her depressed mother-in-law by gathering in the barley and wheat fields. That was difficult work and not a little unsafe. If you've heard the sermon, you might be wondering what next steps you can take to put it into practice. First, I'd say you can show regard for the great name of Jesus by prayerfully rooting out any sins that you've been ignoring in your life. Paul writes in Ephesians 4, "Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." Second, you can pray that God would bring to your mind someone who is younger in the faith than you are, and look for a way to encourage them. The author of Hebrews writes, "Exhort or encourage one another daily, while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Third and finally, if you are someone who trusts Jesus as Lord and Savior, know that you've been fully included in His church. That means you're in the family, and like the rest of us, you've got some family obligations. So I'd ask you to pray about whatever opportunity the Lord already has for you to serve here at Fremont. It may be hard work, but it's for the Lord. So do your work like Ruth did in those fields, and with all your heart and soul. God bless you this week.